In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We have those reflections on the Mass that are read for the next probably month or so. We're taking a month off around February so that we can push the DVD. Always know what your priorities are. But I've been pleasantly surprised by them. You know, first of all, because any document that is composed by committee is immediately suspect, because a committee document is always down to the lowest common denominator. And secondly, anything coming from those creatures known as liturgists is also suspect. So I've been pleasantly surprised by them. But that is not to say that it is perfect. One of the things that I find just a bit troubling is it is pushing really hard the aspect of the priest as the leader of the community, as if, you know, and sometimes you've heard the term presider used for the celebrant of Mass. I hate that term because it makes it seem as if the priest celebrant is just the guy in charge, that he's somehow elected and put forward, you know, somehow a chairman of the committee. And certainly there is a kernel of truth, as there is in any heresy, about that. Because as the letter to the Hebrews says, you know, every high priest is taken from among men. Where do the priest celebrants come from? Are they, you know, just born? You know, all of a sudden, boom, your priest appears out of nowhere? No. You know, priests are raised within the church. They are baptized. They are laymen for a while, and then, you know, they receive their calling, and that calling is tested, and it is approved by the church, and then they're ordained. Who does the priest work for? Does the priest work for the community? No. He works for God. And his primary duty is to God, just as your primary duty is to what? To God. Remember the order of the two commandments. Love God above all things. Then love your neighbor as yourself. And the secret of that is you're only able to love your neighbor as yourself if you love God above all things. It's the only way to do it. Because let's face it, people are annoying. And so, as the letter to the Hebrews says, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. You know, the priest is not a rabbi. He's not a teacher. He is one who is a priest. And what is it? What is the priest? The priest is one who offers sacrifice. And that gives you the clue to what the very most important thing that any priest does, which is to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the other sacraments. That is what a priest is first and primary for. That's why he's called a priest, not a king or a prophet, even though he shares in a very particular way in that threefold ministry of Christ, in leading the church that is entrusted to him, in teaching the gospel of Christ, and in offering sacrifice. But this offering of the sacrifice is at the center. And why is that? Because that is the most important thing that Jesus did. Jesus, you know, the other things that Jesus did were also important too, to reveal God. You know, he is God's revelation of the world. Very important. To be our Lord and to govern us. Very important. But those two things did not save us from our sins. Those two things did not open the gates of heaven for us. What opened the gates of heaven for us? The Lord's death upon the cross. And in doing so, he was both the priest and the sacrifice. And so we can see why, you know, the priesthood is so important within the church, not because priests are important, but because of what they do is important. It's the job that's important, not the guy who does the job. So that shrinks our heads just a little bit. And we also see why the Mass is the source and summit of all that we do. What makes us Catholics? What gives us the power to be Catholics? The Mass. And that's why, you know, the Mass is so important. That's why we have a daily Mass. That's why missing Mass on a Sunday without a sufficient grave cause is a mortal sin. Because the Mass is at the center of all that we are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.